Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Zakir Hussain may be the leading player of India's classical drums, known as tabla, but he's also a familiar figure in the worlds of rock, jazz, and film. He co-founded the groundbreaking world music band Shakti with guitarist John McLaughlin in the mid-70s, starred in and scored the Merchant Ivory film Heat and Dust in 1983, and has been part of the Grammy-winning Global Drum Project with the Grateful Dead's Mickey Hart. So it seems like Zakir likes to play with just about anybody, but he really likes to play with other percussionists. He's brought his Masters of Percussion tour to New York and to our Soundcheck studio for a live performance. Here's a piece called Hamsa Dwani. It's Zakir Hussain and friends live on Soundcheck. That is music from Zakir Hussain and just some of the musicians who are part of his Masters of Percussion tour. Taufik Qureshi, who happens to be Zakir's brother, playing the djembe, Ganesh, the violinist, Zakir Hussain himself playing the tabla. Zakir, welcome back.
Thank you, John.
Great to see you. You have been doing this sort of thing for a long time, assembling groups of drummers, percussionists, usually representing lots of different traditions and things like that.
Yes, I have.
What is the attraction of getting a bunch of percussionists together?
For me, it's an opportunity to learn more about drumming. And, you know, it's like when you play with other drummers who you have not played with before, and you see your own playing through their eyes. And because of that, you find some other nooks and crannies that you might have missed in your journey as a player, and so a different way of looking at your own instrument. So it gives me that learning process experience, whereby allows me to expand my own repertoire, my own view into drumming. So that's one. And the other is because my father once mentioned to me that you should try to bring rarely heard percussive traditions from India, remote parts or whatever, and show the world that there's all these other, there's a depth, there's bench strength in Indian drumming. It's not just tabla alone or mridangam alone. There's 100-odd different traditions out there.
It's a Disneyland of percussion.
It's a Disneyland of percussion. For drummers, it's like a big playpen, you know. You just sit there and you forget the rest of the world.
And I should mention your father was the great Alaraka, who many people will know for his many, many years working with Ravi Shankar. Can I just ask, he's Alaraka, your brother is Taufik Qureshi, you're Zakir Hussain. Why is there no family name that you all share?
You know, in the old Indian tradition, we improvise. basically, our family name is Qureshi.
I see.
So my father, when he started his career in the 40s, he was a Bollywood film composer. And at that time, he was known as A.R. Qureshi, and he did about 35 films.
A.R. Qureshi is Alaraka?
Alaraka Qureshi.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And so there you are.
I thought they were two separate people.
No, they ain't. So anyway, so he did music for Bollywood films. So at that time, he was A.R. Qureshi. And then he also acted in a movie. He sang playback for stars in those days. And then when he just started on a tabla career alone, he gave up all that and decided that he just wanted to concentrate on tabla. And he became Alaraka at that point.
And
then me, when I was named, I think one of the religious person who came said that he should be called Zakir Hussain. So Zakir Hussain Qureshi. And so, but I wanted to be my own little self, you know, and I didn't want to be associated with Alaraka Qureshi, so I just decided to just stay with Zakir Hussain, and Taufik Qureshi didn't want to be anything like me at all. He just wanted to be his own man, so he became Taufik Qureshi. And we have another brother who's a tabla player. Mm-hmm. His name is Fazal. And so he and Taufik have maintained Fazal Qureshi and Taufik Qureshi, and I have stayed with Zakir Hussain.
With whom we are speaking, and his Masters of Percussion tour coming to the Rose Theater at Jazz at Lincoln Center tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And I don't want to give people the wrong impression because, of course, Ganesh is here with the violin.
Yes,
there is room in your world of percussion for the occasional melody instrument.
Well, rhythm and melody go hand in hand. So, and in fact, the melody kind of gives you an insight into or a bird's eye view of the lay of the land and what people actually are like. So when we have Ganeshji and his brother Kumaresh play violin, they're not only playing Carnatic traditional Carnatic ragas, but they are also injecting some folk stuff. And similarly, when Sabir Khan plays sarangi, he's doing the North Indian raga structures, but also bringing in the folk elements of Rajasthan and stuff. That allows the drummers to also then not only do traditional stuff from their part, but interact, find a melody base where they can actually enjoy the folk elements of different states. So it gives the concert an interesting, you know, a silver lining over that cloud.
Over that cloud of drums.
The cloud of drums.
So the melody is basically what this kind of churn and this swell of percussion is coming off of.
Yes, most certainly.
And so you're bringing together the classical music traditions of the north and the south of India, which are distinct.
Yeah.
But then there's all this folk stuff happening
as well.
Then there's
all folk stuff. We have the eastern Bengal drummers called the Dhakis who do procession drumming from Bengal, whether it's Kali Puja or Saraswati Puja.
So they're dancing as they drum, right?
They also dance when they drum, and their drums are decorated, and they're huge, big drums. So, and they are small people, I don't know. sometimes you can far away, you only see a drum moving. You don't see a human being there, so it's very interesting.
All right.
Surreal.
So Zakir Hussain's Masters of Percussion tonight and tomorrow at the Rose Theater, Jazz at Lincoln Center. a representative group of these masters here with us in our soundcheck studio. You want to do another piece for us?
Yes, absolutely.
Which tradition does this come from?
This one actually is a piece that is a combination of what the Indian classical music in South India is, and as well as some contemporary element placed into it. And
so when you used the word Carnatic before, that is the South Indian classical.
That is the South Indian system, yes. Hindustani is the North Indian.
Right.
So Ganesh ji will run the melody of that, but this allows me and my brother Taufik to open up. When Taufik is playing the djembe, he's not actually playing the West African djembe tradition on it. He's actually has transposed the Indian tabla repertoire onto it. So it's a very interesting and unique way of approaching it. So here we go. Bahudara.
Once again, Zakir Hussain and friends live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Once again, Zakir Hussain's Masters of Percussion live in our soundcheck studio. Zakir Hussain playing the tabla, his brother Taufik Qureshi playing the djembe, but using sort of tabla rhythms on that West African drum, and Ganesh playing the violin. We should mention the drone, which would normally be played live by a tambora player, now comes out of a laptop.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, it's the traditional thing to do.
Mm-hmm. It's the new tradition. Very, very true. The tabla, in a weird way, has become part of another tradition, and that is the sort of electronica, ambient.
Yes, absolutely.
This instrument has become much more than an Indian classical instrument these days.
Yeah, it seems to have become more of a global instrument, a la, I would say, a drum kit or a bongo drum or congas have become such a common percussion sound in the world. Tabla has now gone to that place somehow. I don't know how that happened. I mean, it began with Alaraka, my father, playing with Buddy Rich, making an album in the 60s. And so... the ideas kind of spawned many, many other versions where Mickey Hart and I got together in the 70s and we started drumming and creating drum records, which finally ended up being Planet Drum and Global Drum and so the Grammys and stuff. So it's great that that there's another sound that has emerged in the rhythm soundscape, which is tabla, and it has a very unique sound that kind of is mesmerizing. So it's good it's there.
Well, you know, earlier this week, a couple of times this week, the subject of cultural appropriation has come up on our program.
Oh.
Do you feel any kind of, any kind of second thoughts about this kind of globalization of the tabla? You know, is there any threat to the tradition, the classical tradition of these instruments?
No, I don't think there's a threat because, I mean, even though we've had rock, pop, jazz, blues, gospel, whatever, classical music still survives. And it does because it is the basis of all things. You have to learn chord system. You have to learn harmonies and counterpoints and everything in order to be able to do all these other things. So you will have to do that. So as far as tabla is concerned, it's the same thing. The repertoire will have to be learned. The technique will have to be exercised upon so that you're good enough to be able to execute. And the technique of tabla is such that it allows you to be able to transpose it onto any other hand drum in the world. The case in point being Taufik using the tabla repertoire on the djembe, or Giovanni Hidalgo playing congas, but using a lot of the tabla repertoire or patterns on that instrument and being able to do that. As long as you are able to get your hands at a certain mastery point, you'd be able to take any kind of rhythm pattern anywhere in the world and be able to inject it onto your instrument. And tabla allows that to happen.
So the idea of all these percussionists coming together, they all have a certain dexterity with their hands.
Oh, yes. And I mean, this Zakir Hussain presenting Master of Percussion is not all about me at all. Each one of these guys are really great at the things they do, and I'm just thankful that they have decided to be on the same stage together with me. And
now, what happens when you're all on the same stage together? I mean, do you know what's going to happen tonight or tomorrow night? Is it planned out, or is it just like here today, where, well, frankly, I didn't know what was happening until you told me?
Well, it's a cloud with a silver lining, as you said earlier. Yes, but having played together all these years, the core of the Masters of Percussion is the same, which is me and Taufik. Mm-hmm. Usually my other brother is there and a melody player. So that core remains so that we can build other elements around it. So when the dhakis come in from Bengal, or Sridhar comes in from brings his mridangam, or Naveen brings his dholak, there is something that they can plug into. Mm-hmm. And these guys are masters, so you give them one little window into what could be possible, they just open up and blossom and go with it. So yes, there are certain elements which are fixed, others are left to
chance,
to the moment of who's had what to drink.
Tonight and tomorrow, Zakir Hussain's Masters of Percussion at the Rose Theater Jazz at Lincoln Center. Zakir in the background in a performance with Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Zakir, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, John. Thanks for making time for us.
That'll do it for today's show. Next time, we'll look at the playlist you use in your commute to work as part of a new project from WNYC's Culture website. And songwriter and Tony Award winner Duncan Cheek will make the commute to our Soundcheck studio to play live. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. We had help from Jasmine Little and Martin Sulko.